You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Veronica Youngblood shoots her sleeping 5-year-old girl in the head, then shoots her 15-year-old daughter in the back and chest. Youngblood, who's locked in a custody battle with ex-husband Ron, calls him to say his children are dead. And she hates him. Crime Online's John Limley.
Nancy, 15-year-old Sharon Youngblood heard the gunshot and went to find her mother, who started shooting. Sharon called 911 and told them her mother was the shooter before she died. Ron Youngblood had plans to move from Virginia to Missouri with Brooklyn, prompting Veronica Youngblood's revenge plot. Youngblood pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity, but the jury did not find merit to the claims that Youngblood heard voices telling her to kill the girls.
Youngblood, 37, charged with 2 counts, murder 1. Kadesha Brown goes live on Facebook as she and husband Jeremy Brown argue. She drops the phone as the fight turns physical, and moments later, a gunshot goes off and the couple's children scream, "Daddy!"
Mississippi police say there was a history of domestic violence between the couple, but Kadesha Brown claims she did not intend to shoot Jeremy Brown. The two had apparently been up all night arguing, and Jeremy Brown wanted to leave their apartment to defuse the situation, further angering his wife. The 9mm handgun used in the shooting has been recovered.
Jeremy Brown pronounced dead. Kadesha Brown, 28, charged with murder. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
2 men were killed and 5 other people wounded in a shooting outside a restaurant in Memphis, Tennessee. Police say 2 people were arrested Thursday after the shooting that authorities say began with an altercation inside Privet Restaurant and Nightclub. Preliminary information provided by police showed 1 man was found dead at the location of Wednesday night's shooting and another man died at a hospital. 4 men and 1 woman, ages 25 to 35, were wounded and went to hospitals in private vehicles. One of those arrested was charged with murder and the other was charged with attempted murder. The suspects were not immediately identified. A suspect in the shooting death of a young Nevada woman has been apprehended in Texas. With more, here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
Authorities in the Reno area announced that U.S. Marshals arrested 39-year-old Todd Tanucki at a motel in Midland. Detectives with the Washoe County Sheriff's Office say he is suspected in the slaying of 18-year-old Haley Nieto, whose body was found on a street March 23rd, northwest of Reno in Cold Springs. The county medical examiner determined Nieto died after being shot in the head. Investigators say they gathered information that led them to pursue Tanucki, who fled the state. The Washoe County Sheriff's Office has not disclosed any details about the evidence. It was not immediately known what charges Tanucki was booked on.
According to a GoFundMe page to raise money for her funeral, Nieto had 2 daughters. A 16-year-old boy convicted in the molestation and slaying of a 6-year-old Northern Indiana girl has been sentenced to 64 years in prison. St. Joseph Superior Court Judge Jeffrey Sanford sentenced Anthony Hutchins to 55 years for murder and 9 years for child molestation, with the sentences to be served consecutively. The judge had convicted Hutchins in January on both felony counts following a bench trial. Gracie Ross was found dead in March 2021 in a wooded area near her home at an apartment complex in New Carlisle, west of South Bend. She had been strangled and molested and had blunt force injuries. Sanford ordered Hutchins to be held in a juvenile detention facility until between his 18th and 21st birthdays. After that, his case will be reviewed and a determination will be made for if or how long he spends time in prison as an adult. A Massachusetts man has been indicted in the death of his wife, who has not been seen since January 1st. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
Norfolk District Attorney Michael Morrissey said 47-year-old Brian Walsh has been charged with first-degree murder as well as misleading a police investigation and improper conveyance of a human body. A first-degree murder conviction in Massachusetts carries a mandatory sentence of life in prison without parole. Walsh is accused of murdering his wife, dismembering her, and disposing of her body. Anna Walsh, a mother of three who was originally from Serbia, was reportedly last seen leaving the family's home in Cohasset, south of Boston, in the early morning hours of January 1st. She was on her way to the airport for a flight to Washington, where authorities say she worked for a real estate company. Her employer reported her missing January 4th. Walsh was charged with murder in January and pleaded not guilty. The indictment moves the case to Norfolk Superior Court, and he will be arraigned in the coming weeks.
Walsh remains in jail.
John Garza and Arlie Nemo use their toothbrushes to dig a hole through which they can crawl straight out of their prison cell. The men escape, scaling a perimeter fence around the Virginia prison. A few hours later, cops find the two chowing down on pancakes at IHOP. Garza and Nemo now face additional charges. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com with this crime alert.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.